Today's topic is social media and the absurdity of implied reciprocity. If you're one of those people who expect social media favors because somebody owes you something, just stop it. If you like something and find value in it, share it with others or do whatever it is that you do with good information. Just don't assume that it means people owe you anything. In business and in life, reciprocity is a wonderful thing. It feels good to do business with people who do business with you, right? You've probably heard the old saying, "You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours." A problem with reciprocity comes when people start doing things that they would normally not do, only in hopes of demanding favors in return. It is nice to reciprocate, but it does not mean that it is implied. I received a LinkedIn message yesterday that reads as follows. "Hi, I liked your page through LinkedIn group, expecting your like and support." I thought to myself, really? You liked my page in order to add to my number of people artificially interested in my work, and you want me to do the same? Oh, and support? Does this mean you want me to feed your kids too? I guess it just didn't seem like that much of a favor to me. If you like what I do, and you think you could learn something from a guy with over 20 years of successful marketing experience, by all means, like my Facebook page. If you think you have done me some great favor, and I'm going to do you a favor by liking your Facebook page, which has absolutely no interest to me, you need me worse than you think. Why would you have any desire whatsoever to have me like your Facebook page if I will never ever be a customer or recommend you to anybody because you are a demanding douchebag who expects something from me? Rather than to rewrite the whole thing, I want to share something I said in a previous article titled, "Do You Tweet and Retweet Seeking Favors?" Here is the closely paraphrased version. People in the social media field often build relationships in which they will work together to spread a message. As long as there is honesty and integrity in the message, I am generally happy to help. However, I have been hit over the head with some of this recently. It seems that I get a lot of requests to scratch somebody's back. It is all fine and good to be reciprocal, but is it good to take away the human factor that makes us who we are? If all I was doing was tweeting, retweeting, blogging, Facebooking, YouTubing, digging, stumbling, and etc., because I hoped people would return the favor, would people still care what I had to say? I don't imagine the answer is yes. Reciprocity has its place. Don't get me wrong, reciprocity is certainly a good thing and it has its place. But if you're doing things with expectations of others doing things for you in return, don't you at least think it should be something meaningful or useful? The only time I recall actually being a little hacked by lack of reciprocity was from a car dealer. Hell, I purchased 3 brand new Corvettes and a Cadillac Escalade, total cost over $240,000 from this guy in under a year's time. And I sent him many new customers. When he went to somebody else for his web hosting because it was cheaper than my recommended $209 per year plan, I kind of thought that was a bad business decision. Then when he asked me about a new website and used my website proposal to shop around, I wanted to kick him in the nuts. Yeah, that kind of felt like a slap in the face, but I'll still buy a car from him based on the merits of his business, not mine. In summary, I don't like my Facebook, subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, link to this page, kiss my butt with comments in my blog, or anything else of the sort if it is only because you want something. Do it because you know that I'm not full of crap and because you receive value from my work. I may reciprocate, but not because I feel guilty if I don't. I have just one more thought for you, and it is what my wife said when I mentioned this subject to her. Here's another way to look at it, and a brilliantly performed song, "I Can't Make You Love Me," performed by Bonnie Raitt. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I can't make you love me, and I don't think you should try to make other people love you too, if it's completely worthless. Enjoy the song. I'm not going to leave it all on the podcast. It's on my blog at awebguy.com. I hope you will consider this, and I welcome your comments. Have a great day, and try not to seek favors where they're not due.